This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Two of the three men convicted in the assassination of Malcolm X are set to be cleared Thursday. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Two men convicted in the 1965 assassination of civil rights leader Malcolm X are set to be cleared Thursday, according to their attorneys and Manhattan's top prosecutor. 83-year-old Muhammad Aziz and the late Khalil Islam had always maintained their innocence. A nearly two-year reinvestigation found authorities withheld evidence favorable to the defense. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. tweeted his office will join the men's attorneys in asking a judge to toss out the convictions. A third man, Mujahid Abdul Halim, also known as Talmadge Hayer or Thomas Hagen, was also convicted of the murder in March 1966. Hagen, who admitted he was one of three gunmen who shot Malcolm X, testified neither Aziz nor Islam was involved. Hagen was paroled in 2010. I'm Mike Gracia.
A January 6th rioter whose horned fur hat, bare chest, and red, white, and blue face paint made him one of the more recognizable figures in the assault on the Capitol in January, has been sentenced to 41 months in prison, AP's Jennifer King reports.
Prosecutors say Jacob Chansley was the public face of the Capitol riot. He's not accused of violence, but he was one of the first to enter the building, holding a spear-tipped flagpole. It's one of the longer sentences among 650 people charged in the Capitol 6th riot. Chansley pleaded guilty to a felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said his remorse appeared to be genuine, but noted the seriousness of his actions. His lawyer, Albert Watkins, said his client is in dire need of mental health treatment.
His focus is on, what do I need to do to commence the healing process?
Jennifer King, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit